your mother goes when everybody else is sound asleep. Through the lights of Beacon Street, and if you listen, you can hear her weeping. She's weeping. 'Cause the gentlemen are calling and the snow is softly falling on her petticoats. And she's standing in the harbor and she's waiting for the sailors in the jolly boat. See how they're rowing. With dirty hands and trousers torn, they grapple till she's safe within their keeping. Gag is placed between her lips to keep her sorry tongue from any speaking or screaming. And they roll out to packets where the sailor's sorry racket calls through Maidenhead. And they're scarce above the gunwales when her clothes fall to a bundle and she's laid in bed on the upper deck. La da di da di da. La da di da di da. La da di da di da. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please make way for the Decemberist family players. We'll be performing for you tonight an historical reenactment of the Battle of Gettysburg. In the part of the of General Lee, Mr. Moen will be performing. And in the part of General Meade of the Union Forces, Mr. Chris Funk, will be performing. One morning, 1860-something. 1863. The Union Forces were out in the field. Would you, Chris Funk, would you mind getting some Union, fellow Union Force, Union soldiers to join you? And likewise, John, I imagine Lee should have some Confederate soldiers as well, if you want to grab some. So in this fine morning of 1863, the Union forces are out, we're building tents, making tents. They're kind of chopping down trees and making tents out of them, while the cavalry of Lee's Confederate forces were doing equestrian things. When Lee decided to attack, and he signals the trumpet call to attack. Yes, you attack. And they charge! And the Union forces were defeated. Right? But then, a stroke of good luck, the Union forces arose from the dead and they attacked again. Knocked down the Confederate forces who fell slain on the ground of Gettysburg. Dead. And so she goes from ship to ship, her ankles clasped, her arms are rudely pinioned. Till at last she satisfied the lot of the marina's teeming minions in their opinion. And they tell her not to say a thing to cousin kindred kith again, or she'll end up dead. And they throw her $30 and return her to
the harbour where she goes to bed. And this is how you're fed. So be kind to your mother, though she may seem an awful bother. And the next time she tries to feed you collard greens. Remember what she does when you're asleep. Thanks so much, everybody. You've been amazing. We'll hopefully see you again soon. All right, we're gonna do one more for you, just one more. Thank you.